on the Riyabu podcast with the very handsome Simon Littlewood and the less handsome Mark Lowdy. We're talking today about agencies and what happens if there is a middleman in the way between you and your customer, stopping you from getting paid on time. So here are two scenarios, Simon. Scenario number one, you've got a customer who's actually an agent, a middleman. He says to you, Simon, I know exactly a customer who would want to buy your service. Let me introduce you. I will collect a referral fee from the for the privilege, and you can then supply your product and service. I collect 5%, maybe 10%, perhaps, in exchange for the fact that I've introduced you to this customer. Scenario B, you're working with a multinational company that has outsourced the whole payments headache for them to a third party, some sort of contract manager. In other words, in both cases, the person that you are supplying your product or service to is not the one you're going to collect the money from. You are going to collect the money from a third party who is also going to wait to get paid before that they can then pay you minus whatever referral fee or whatever, charges there might be. And the problem that obviously arises is that if for whatever reason you don't get paid by your agent or you don't get paid by that contract management house, who do you chase? Do you chase the agent and say, hey, come on, you pay up? Or do you end up having to go back to your initial customer the end customer, the ones who's got your product or service now, and say, hey, your agency hasn't paid me yet?
That's a tricky one. Very often when you're dealing with an intermediary, part of the business model of the intermediary is to generate positive cash flow out of the relationship. In the case of physical goods, that might be called a distributor, where you sell a product to a distributor, they sell it to a third party. The third party pays them in cash, perhaps, or very quickly, and they then hang on to some of that money before they pay you, and they generate with that money the opportunity to buy more stock and so on and so forth. So this is a tricky one. The first thing you need is transparency. So you need to be absolutely clear with your intermediary and with your end customer exactly what the terms are that have been agreed between the two of them. That needs to be out there on the table, which means to be clear that you need to know what your end customer is committed to in terms of paying the intermediary, if that's the way it's going to work. Yeah. Mm. If you don't know that, you're hamstrung because the intermediary can just simply say, well, I haven't been paid by,
Yes, I haven't received the money myself yet. Yeah. I can't pay you if I don't have the money.
So you cannot afford to allow any part of this process to be opaque. So that the things that we've talked about before that you typically need to apply with a customer that you're dealing with directly, i.e. you're selling them the service and they're billing you, applies to this more complex relationship, which is you still need to know what the commitments are between the parties, how their processes work, who you need to talk to if things are delayed. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, but that's so nebulous because it's the relationship between the two of them. If it is like you've mentioned distributor, it could be like a contract outsourcing firm. You might have had to deal with some of those in the past. Going along and saying, hey, so what's your relationship with the MNC, who's the actual end customer who's done the outsourcing? They're going to tell you to go take a hike.
I don't think so. I think that's a legitimate question. What is your service level agreement with this company? If they can't give you an answer to when they're going to get paid, then I would be very, very, very careful about doing business. Are they going to pay you at all?
Yes, of course, that's the next question.
That's the first question. And the second question, when are they going to pay? And if you're a small company and you can't afford to fund other people's cash flow, then this needs to be open. What we've always said about this is you do everything you can to get the clarity that you need. If at any point in that process you sense that they're not being entirely open and honest with you, you have to ask yourself why that is. Why that is.
Well, it's because they want to delay payment, obviously. They don't want to commit themselves to paying you by a certain date. They want to have a bit of wiggle room.
I'd rather know when I'm going to be paid than get wiggle room, as you put it. So the answer is you need to press them on a commitment. You say, look, I understand that you are an intermediary. I need clarity because I need to measure our relationship against that. You're better off adjusting the written contractual term to a term that they agree that they can stick to than you are putting a term in there, putting your finger in the air and not having any clue whether they're going to meet it or not.
Because you say 30 days, but they might say
the key to this is always that you need to have an interlocutor and he or she needs to commit to a specific commercial term, which in your view, and you'll be making this clear right from the beginning, is as binary as the question of price. I've agreed to do this service on this day. here's what we've agreed we will charge, and here's what we've agreed will be the payment term, i.e. when we will have the money in our bank account. All of that needs to be written down and agreed. And you need...
With the agent?
Well, if the agent, it depends on the structure. If the agent's paying you, then it needs to be agreed with the agent, you know? Mm-hmm. And beware the agent saying, well, I can't guarantee that because it's a third party. You say, well, do you mind? In that case, you need to explain to me what the basis of your arrangement is with the third party. Otherwise, you're going to get into an impossible situation.
Yes. But, you know, that crops up quite frequently. You'll hear people talk about this all the time. You know, I'm sorry, I know you're my subcontractor and you've done the work, but I can't pay you until the end client has paid me. I mean, you hear this excuse all the time.
Yeah. At the end of the day, if you allow yourself to be palmed off, then you can expect right. not to be treated well. Let's be clear. You're a service provider. They've come to you because you've got a service that their client wants. At the end of the day, they want to do the deal. So the question is, on what basis do you do the deal? We talked about this before. Even when you're dealing direct, it's so delightful to be asked for a quotation that we tend to sometimes forget the I's and cross the T's. Don't do that, whether it's direct or indirect. You need to get the basic terms of business down there and agreed.
Right. And if they say, no, well, I can't tell you what our commercial terms are with the end customer, then be aware.
Never do business with someone who can't tell you whether or when they are likely to pay you.
Yes, because the goods will have been delivered to one.
Particularly if it's a service, you've delivered it, you've got no recourse. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Do you have stories like this? Tell us about it in the commentary box next to this podcast. We'd love to share some of the stories with everybody else who's listening in. So submit your ideas, maybe some experiences that you've had. You don't have to mention company names unless you're really drunk. And you really want to get in there and share your experiences with the rest of us. Do so in the commentary box below.